following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Good morning, everyone. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We're going to be here for the next hour talking about glasses and bifocals, about laser beams and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, or whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in today, give us a call. Our number here, 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your experiences and answer your questions. If you can't call in today, or maybe you're feeling a little shy, you can always email your questions to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com. While you're online, check out our website. Lots of interesting information there, hawaiianeye.com, www.hawaiianeye.com, or follow us on Twitter. My name on Twitter is Dr. Tortora, D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A, or you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center. On the website, see previous radio programs and other interesting information. During the next hour, we're going to discuss eye news from around the country and around the world. Sometimes we'll do an eye quiz, test your IQ, and sometimes there are even a few surprises on the program today. All opinions expressed on this program are those of myself and the other medical doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center. I'm an ophthalmologist, or IMD, which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. We're going to try to be very consumer-oriented today, make an effort to give you the best possible practical advice. But remember, I can't see through the telephone, so I might have to recommend an examination before I can tell you exactly what's going on in your eyes. Hawaiian Eye Center does sponsor our program today as a public service. So sit back, relax, and enjoy an hour all about eyes. We like to start out the program talking a little bit about some of the questions that have come up during the week in the office, because questions that my patients have in the office may be questions that you have at home listening to this radio program, and you may be interested in some of the answers that we give. I thought today what I'd do is to talk a little bit about options for glasses, because this is something that we get asked a lot. Glasses are not the primary thing that we do at Hawaiian Eye Center, although we do glasses. We prescribe glasses because it's part of the overall eye care that people need to have healthy and well-seeing eyes. But our primary focus, if you'll excuse the pun, primary focus, is to make sure that the eye is working properly. So we are ophthalmologists, we're medical eye doctors at the Hawaiian Eye Center, and we take care of medical conditions involving the eyes. So if you're not seeing well, or if you're having some kind of trouble with your eyes, or if you're being treated for a chronic condition like glaucoma, or if you have cataract, or if you have diabetes and may have diabetic eye disease, those are the types of things that we take care of on a regular basis. But many of our patients also do need eyeglasses or an update in their eyeglass prescription. And in fact, there are so many options out there now as far as eyeglasses that it does actually become a confusing issue. So let me talk to you a little bit about eyeglasses and different options. The first question that we usually get into is, what type of eyeglasses do you need? Do you want distance vision or do you want close-up vision? Well, actually, that's not always the first question. The first question is usually like, does this frame look good on my face? And that's something that a good, well-trained optician can help you with. They know certain frames go with certain face shapes, and then there are three or four general shapes that people's faces generally take on, and based on the shape of your face, the shape of the frame can be recommended that might go well with a particular face size or shape. But the second question that we get is, what kind of lenses should I put in these nice frames that make my face look so good? And the lenses, you have several options. You have option of having a single vision lens, which basically means that lens just has a single focus throughout the lens, and that could be either a distance vision glass or a near vision glass, or for people under 40, it could be a kind of an all-around glass that helps you both for distance and for close up. Once you get to be over age 40, 45 or so, though, once your distance vision is fully corrected, once you're wearing glasses to correct your distance vision, you may still have difficulty with your close-up vision or near vision. And for people like this, we recommend several options. And one option is to wear one pair of glasses for distance and one pair of glasses for close-up. But you can imagine that in the busy world that most people face in America today, that's probably going to be a difficult option because you're going to be juggling glasses to look at the computer, glasses to look up close, glasses to look distance. You're going to find that two or three different pairs of glasses are constantly, you're constantly looking for one pair that you're not wearing. So you're looking at the TV in the distance. You want to look at what's in the newspaper, and you got to switch between your TV glasses and your reading glasses, and that's kind of awkward. And then you want to use the computer, and that's a different pair of glasses or a different focal point. And so there you are, fumbling or struggling between two or three different pairs of glasses, constantly changing them. This is not ideal for most people. Now, there are some very focused people who sit and read for hours on end, and all they want is glasses for reading. And if that's what you want and that works for you, that's just fine. It's always a personal preference, but for many people who have an active lifestyle, who like to switch between distance vision, mid-range, and near vision, and are over 45, where their eyes don't naturally do that, then for them, there are lenses that can do the job for you. Technology, fortunately, has kept pace with some of the demands of the modern world. And that opportunity to be able to see distance, to see close, and in between with a single pair of glasses is something that a lot of people desire because it allows them to kind of use their vision seamlessly from one task to another without having to worry about changing glasses or changing focus or changing distance of their head from whatever it is they're looking at. And for these people, the ideal choice is generally a progressive lens, also known as a no-line bifocal. A progressive lens is a lens that has several different focal powers throughout the height of the lens, through the top part of the lens. Most people generally look far away by looking up through the top part of their lenses. For example, when you're driving, you're looking through the top part of your glasses lens. And then when you read, you're generally looking through the bottom part of the lens. So what Ben Franklin discovered a couple hundred years ago is that if you make a bifocal, a lens that has two different focal points in it, a glass that has two different lenses or two different focal points, that you can see distance through the top part of the glass and reading through the bottom part of the glass, and that leads to a pretty good vision function altogether. And that's where the first bifocal lens was born. And so since then, things have evolved, and although bifocal lenses are still quite popular to have a distance correction and a reading correction, for many people who require middle range vision as well, people who play the piano, for example, or a musical instrument and need to see the music on the stand, or people who use a computer. When you use a computer, the computer screen is generally a little bit farther away than your normal reading vision, and it's a little bit closer than your normal distance vision. So it falls into what we call the mid-range or the middle range. And a middle range vision or mid-range vision is not corrected with a standard bifocal lens. So for people who want more versatility in their lens, we recommend a progressive lens, what we call a PAL, progressive ad lens. PAL lens or a progressive lens or a no-line bifocal, all lenses that are designed to give you a range of vision, distance, middle, and near. Okay, so this is often a confusing topic because people say, well, I only wear my glasses for reading. And so we say, okay, that's fine. You can get reading glasses, but if you're sitting there reading and you look in the distance and you're wearing your reading glasses, things are going to be a blur. So maybe you want glasses that correct both your distance vision and your near vision. Then people say, well, do I need to wear them all the time then? And that's a good question because you think, you're thinking, gee, these glasses correct my vision for far and they correct my vision for near and in between, and so should I be wearing them all the time? And the answer is no, you don't need to wear them all the time, but when you're using those different ranges of vision, when you're using your distance, your middle, your near vision interchangeably, then that's when you want to be using glasses that help to correct both distance, mid-range, and near. So you don't have to wear them all the time. You can wear them just when you're reading. You can wear them when you're using the computer or when you're driving. But it also gives you the opportunity to see the other distances without having to put on or change your glasses as well. So as much of our population ages, we have more and more people who require glasses for a range of vision, for distance, for middle, for close-up, for computers, for reading, for driving, for distance, for seeing the TV. And so for these people, the progressive lenses or no-line bifocals work well. There are now new technologies also being developed to try to surgically correct the eyes to try to provide distance, mid-range, and near vision. And there are procedures like LASIK, which none of which have been approved yet, but which are looking at ways that we can correct distance and near vision together with a surgical procedure with a laser. There are currently procedures that can be done at the time of cataract removal. Cataract surgery, cataract removal is done in many people as they get older due to cataract clouding the vision. And in people who have cataracts removed, often their vision can be corrected to reduce the need for glasses or in some cases eliminate the need for glasses afterwards. So ask your doctor about that if you're considering cataract surgery and want to reduce your need for eyeglasses. We're going to talk a little bit more about different types of glasses and options available for glasses. And we're going to talk about the eye news for this week's news as soon as we get back from this short break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Life has never looked better with Hawaiian Eye Center.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost? From paradise, and there was so
All right. Well, you're listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora, and we're talking about eyes. If you have a question about eyes, we can certainly try to answer your question here on the air. If you're listening Saturday morning, you may be hearing us, you're very likely hearing us live, and you can listen to, or you can reach us here at the studio at 521-8383. To answer your questions about eyes. We've been talking a little bit about eyeglasses this morning, the difference between single vision glasses for people who just want to be able to see distance or to read with their eyeglasses versus people who have a need to see both distance and near and sometimes mid-range like the computer screen. And these people benefit from bifocals or from multifocal lenses, progressive lenses. And there's several other options you can look at when you're looking at buying glasses. And so a lot of people are confused about this as well. There are anti-reflective coatings and scratch guard coatings and tint and all kinds of different things that you can put on the lenses or add to the lenses. There are ultra-thin lenses. There are lenses that get dark outside, what we call transitions lenses. There are other options for the lenses. So let's just talk about a couple of the most common ones, and then we'll move on and get along to some eye news shortly. So common options in lenses for glasses a lot of times, other than the difference between a single vision glass, like a distance glass or a reading glass, versus a progressive or a bifocal lens, which gives you distance and near, and in many cases, mid-range as well. So other than that, a lot of times the opticians will give you the choice of an ultraviolet blocking coating on the lenses. Some lenses come naturally blocking the ultraviolet light, but if they don't, they'll usually ask you whether you'd like to have UV blocking lenses. And if these are glasses that you ever intend to wear outdoors, the UV block is a good idea. So if they're only reading glasses and you only wear them inside when you're reading, you know, next to your in your armchair, next to a light, protected from the outside light and environment by windows, doors, curtains, etc., walls, then don't worry about an ultraviolet blocker. But any glasses that you're going to wear around and wear outdoors, ultraviolet blocking is a must because you want to protect your eyes from the ultraviolet light. So having an ultraviolet coating or UV coating on the lenses is a good idea, particularly if you're going to be wearing the lenses outdoors. Anti-reflective coating. A lot of people ask, what should I put anti-reflective coating on my lenses? So the first thing you want to ask when you're getting your glasses made is the anti-reflective coating guaranteed? We, in our optical shop at Hawaiian Eye Center, have used a number of different labs or suppliers for the anti-reflective coating, and some of them, quite frankly, are cost effective but not quality effective. Let's put it that way. We've used anti-reflective coatings in the past. Now, mind you, we don't use these anymore, which have been relatively inexpensive to apply, and so we can charge the patient a little bit less money for them, but they tend to start to peel off and scratch off after 8 months to a little over a year. And so it's kind of like people, after a year, people say, how come my glasses don't, I can't see well through them anymore. They look all scratched up. Are they supposed to fall apart after just a year? And in fact, of course, they're not. The coating can be removed sometimes, but usually new lenses are what's necessary to improve that. So you want to make sure you get a good anti-reflective coating. Oftentimes, what will happen is that you'll get the optician will recommend or will let you know that they have any issues with the anti-reflective coating over time, or whether there's a warranty. Some of them are even guaranteed for the life of your lenses with the anti-reflective coating. So that's something you should look for when you're getting your lenses at an optical shop. And I'm going to say this, although, you know, sometimes people get in trouble for saying this kind of thing, but in general, in eyeglasses, like in many other things in life and shopping, you kind of get what you pay for. And if you're looking at a discount retailer selling you discounted glasses that seem a lot cheaper than other places that you may have looked at them, it's probably because they're using cheaper processes and cheaper labs in order to keep their costs down so they can lower the cost to you. And that's great if you really can't afford the more expensive lenses, but you also have to think about the fact that these frames, these lenses may not last as long because they're not as high quality as you might get somewhere else. So this is so one thing to look for, anti-reflective coating. Is it going to wear off? Okay, now why would you get anti-reflective coating? Now what anti-reflective coating does, or AR, they call it AR coating, is to reduce the amount of glare that's reflecting off of the eyeglasses. And so it helps in two ways. Number one, it helps people looking at you to see your eyes better. And so for people who have, particularly people who have attractive eyes, which is most of us, most people like being able to see your eyes. It's nice because they can see your eyes more clearly because there are not a lot of reflections off of your glasses. And for you personally, being able to see, there's an advantage because those extra reflections off the glasses may distract you and may affect your vision a little bit. And so having the anti-reflective coating probably makes your overall vision just a little bit sharper and more pleasant as far as being able to see well. So anti-reflective coating is probably a good idea for many people who are interested in the highest quality of vision. What other options do you have? Some people like to get a transitions lens, a lens that gets dark when it's outdoors. And people ask me, should I get a transitions lens? And I tell them, this is purely a matter of personal choice. Some people are very sensitive to bright light. When they go outside, they really want to be protected from the bright light. Getting a lens that gets dark when you go outside, or having two pairs of glasses, one that's tinted and one that's clear are certainly options for that. The transitions lenses have become better technologically over the past several years. It used to take a minute or two for the lenses to get dark when you go outside. I have a pair now that I just got of transitions lenses that is a brand or a variety that's designed to get darker more quickly and to stay dark even behind the windshield of a car, which is sometimes an issue because they don't always get dark inside the car. When you would like them to cut the glare, you like them to get dark, but they don't. And so some of the newer technologies do allow for this, allow it to get a little darker, allow it to get darker faster, and allow it to work better inside places that are protected from the UV light, like inside a car, where you're still looking out at a bright light, but the light, lens, there's not always a lot of ultraviolet light, which typically is what changes the color of these transitions lenses. So transitions lenses are useful for people who want their lenses to get dark when they go outside, have a single pair of glasses instead of having sunglasses and regular glasses. There are some slight drawbacks, like when you go indoors after having been outside for a while, it takes a few seconds for the lens to adapt again. So you may have a little bit of trouble adapting from going from a bright outside to a dark inside because your glasses are not going to immediately change back to being clear. But for many people, they do work very well. Tint in lenses, another thing that's a personal choice. People like a tint for a couple of reasons. When they wear sunglasses, obviously these need to be tinted. And tinted sunglasses do help reduce the glare, cut the glare. If you're wearing glasses that have what's called a gradient tint. Some people like this because it cuts the glare that's coming from the top part of the lens because the top is darker, but it doesn't affect the lower part of the lens because the lower part is less tinted. So you can read and so forth through the lower part of your lens, and the top part is more tinted to cut the glare from above. And some people like this as well. So this is really a matter of personal choice, what you like, what you think you're going to be using your lenses for, your glasses for, and can be quite helpful to discuss with a knowledgeable optician which choices you might like. So we talked about progressive lenses. We talked about tint. We talked about transitions. We talked about ultraviolet coating and anti-reflective coating, and those are probably the main choices that you're going to be faced with when you go in to get a new pair of eyeglasses. So when should you change your glasses? This is the other thing that often comes up, and people ask me, you know, when, am I ready to change my glasses? And many times the eyes stay pretty stable in terms of their focus, in terms of their prescription, for many years during the years between when you're in your mid-20s and when you're in your 50s or 60s. And the lenses or glass, the prescription doesn't change that much over that time frame. So, you know, theoretically, you might be able to get by with one pair of glasses for 5 or 10 years because the prescription hasn't changed that much. But typically, after a year or two, most people are hard enough on their glasses that there are other reasons to look at changing them in that time frame. So for most people, we find that they change their glasses or they get a backup, a new pair of glasses every 1 to 2 years. Some people are easier on their glasses. They don't scratch them. The frames don't get bent as much. They don't work as hard. They don't make them work as hard, I guess. And so these people, their glasses may last a little longer. Other people are very hard on glasses. They put them down on hard surfaces. They don't think about taking care of them. They don't keep them in the case. They use abrasive materials like Kleenex or other cloths to clean their lenses rather than using the fine microfiber cloth. And for these people, the lenses get scratched more quickly and tend to wear out faster. So they may need to change their glasses more frequently. So generally, if your prescription hasn't changed, what I usually tell people is that if you want a different frame or different style, which may be important because frame styles do change over time. Frame styles that were in fashion a few years ago aren't in fashion anymore. I look at pairs of glasses that I had 10 years ago and I say, oh, I wouldn't wear those anymore. I don't usually pay that much attention to fashion. So I guess even for someone who doesn't pay that much attention to fashion, these things do change over time. And so if you want a different frame or a different style, certainly updating your glasses is reasonable. If your glasses are scratched or if the frame is bent or warped or not fitting your face as well, that's another good reason to change your glasses. Now, common reasons that the frames don't fit as well is if they're plastic frames and they're left in the heat a lot, like if you leave them in the car, the frames will warp or bend, and that will cause the frame not to fit your face as well, and it may reduce the quality of your vision because it prevents you from getting in the right part of the lens in front of your eyes. And so if that happens, then you're not seeing as well as you could through the lenses, right? Okay, so if the lenses are scratched, frames are bent, or frames are not fitting you as well, if they're falling off, obviously if you can't adjust the frames anymore, you should be replacing them. All right, let's take a break to listen to the news. When we get back, we're going to take a look at some of the eye news from the past week or two. And, of course, we'll have the opportunity to take your calls. So think about what you want to ask us about and give us a call.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHVH.
It's 79 degrees, partly cloudy in Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton Dennis. Here's what's happening. Mitt Romney spent nearly 4 hours this morning preparing for his second debate with President Barack Obama, but he's not taking his eyes off the stakes in Ohio. After huddling with advisors in a Columbus hotel, Romney is aboard his bus traveling to a rally at the Shawnee State University in Portsmouth. He'll make another stop in Lebanon, Ohio, before returning to Massachusetts. Running mate Paul Ryan, also in Ohio. Gary Collins, an actor, television show host, and former master of ceremonies for the Miss America pageant, has died. He was 74. Collins, a resident of Biloxi, Mississippi, died of natural causes just before 1 a.m. today after he was brought to Biloxi Regional Medical Center. During the 1980s, Collins hosted the Miss America pageant and TV's Hour magazine. About 300 Hawaiian Electric Company customers are without power in La'ie and Hau'ula this morning. The power went out just before 5 a.m. when a car struck a utility pole near 55476 Kamehameha Highway. The road is closed in the area as well. The University of Hawaii Board of Regents meeting yesterday was prompted by a letter sent by UH President Marcy Greenwood's lawyer. Hawaii News Now is reporting Greenwood attorney Jerry Hyatt sent the regents a letter on Greenwood's behalf telling the regents they either need to stand by her in public or negotiate some sort of settlement package for her to leave the university. A three-day search for 36-year-old Coast Guardsman was suspended last night. No sign of the man. The Coast Guard, fire, and police departments had covered 10,000 square miles in their search for Petty Officer First Class Russell Matthews. Mostly sunny, breezy, high in the 80s tonight, mostly clear, low near 75. Tomorrow, sunny, currently 79.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora. Yeah.
Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong.
Okay, welcome back to the Hawaiian Eye Show. You're listening to Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes here on the Hawaiian Eye Show. Hawaiian Eye Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We are located in Wahiawa on conveniently located to Central Oahu, North Shore, and Leeward areas on Oahu, and in Hilo on the Big Island. There's an office of the Hawaiian Eye Center as well. Doctors there are available to serve you all week long, and we take care of a broad range of eye problems, from routine eye exams to challenging eye problems related to glaucoma, cornea, cataract, and other eye-related issues. We bring this radio program to you every Saturday morning. I think it's also rebroadcast Saturday evenings, and it's available on the web at our website, hawaiianeye.com, past programs as well. And we bring this program to you as a way to try to educate the public and get people an idea of what types of things they need to know about the eyes, how to take care of the eyes. We'll get into some eye advice for the season in a few minutes. Let's go first to Kaleo, who's standing by on Kauai. Hi, Kaleo. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. What's up with you this morning?
You know, I've been in the water my whole life, and I've had pterygium since I was about 12 years old. And I've obviously worn sunglasses ever since. I'm 45 now. My pterygiums aren't bad. I mean, they've stayed at the same level since I first got them. But I'm just curious as to the latest technology and you know, fixing it up or getting rid of it, or if it's
sure.
Worth getting rid of at this point. Really
okay, well, pterygium, just for people who don't know, pterygium is a condition where there's a vascular growth of tissue on the corner of the eye, usually the inside corner of the white of the eye, that grows over the surface of the eye. And when that pterygium, when that growth occurs, usually it's related to sun damage to the surface of the eye, ultraviolet light. So for you, Claire, you've been spent a lot of time in the sun when you were younger, and they were growing, and now you wear sunglasses most of the time when you're outdoors, which helps to prevent them from getting bigger, which is good news. But they can be removed if they're bothersome. Usually we recommend removal under certain circumstances, if they're growing or changing significantly, if it's getting red and irritated a lot or bothering you in some way, getting feeling like a foreign body sensation or a chronic irritation or off and on irritation. Those are good reasons to remove the pterygium. Technology has improved a little bit on the way these things are removed and the type of cosmetic results that we generally get after removing them. Most people who have pterygium removed look back pretty much to normal once the pterygium's gone. So usually when you have a pterygium, it looks kind of pinkish or reddish on the inside corner of the eye. And for some people, there's a kind of a fleshy looking growth, which some people find they don't like the way it looks. And so just not liking the way it looks is not enough to have it removed and have it paid for by insurance. But if it is causing problems, insurance will pay for removing these growths. Typically, the way they're removed at this point in time, in this point in history, is that the growth itself is removed. That leaves a little defect on the surface of the eye. In order to allow that to heal well, we take a little tissue from underneath the eyelid to replace the defect. We call that a graft. It's a conjunctival tissue. It's a conjunctival graft is placed on the surface of the eye, held in place with either glue or with stitches. Usually we use a special bioadhesive, a special glue, which is a technological advance because it allows a much more comfortable recovery than having many little stitches holding this graft in position. So it's comfortable, it heals well, and usually ends up looking good at the end. Now, the biggest thing we worry about with pterygiums is whether they'll grow back again. With these new techniques, the rate of reoccurrence of a pterygium is relatively low. It's down to probably about 5%. So about 1 in 20 may grow back again, but that's still pretty good odds, 95% chance that you won't have a problem with regrowth of the pterygium. So technology is good. If it's bothering you, it probably should be removed. Make sure that your doctor, if you do have it done, has experience with pterygium and does a fair number of them. Does that kind of answer your questions? He decided to listen on the radio. But anyway, is a little bit about pterygium, and hopefully that answers the questions. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and talk about some eye news next. We have a couple of stories here about things that you should be aware of. Now, we're in October, and a lot of the TV programs my child watches, some of the children-oriented TV channels, and they're all talking about Halloween and some of the different things that are done for Halloween. Kids are dressing up in costumes and doing interesting things with their costumes. And so one of the things that I like to talk about around this time of year is some eye-related issues associated with Halloween costumes or things that people might do for Halloween. So I have an article here that we've talked about in the past, but it says here, Halloween Hazard, the hidden dangers of buying decorative contact lenses without a prescription. It said, the article here says, it started as an impulsive buy from a souvenir shop, but 10 hours after she first put in a pair of decorative contact lenses, Laura Butler of Parkersburg, West Virginia, had extreme pain in both eyes, she said. Because I had not been properly fitted by an eye care professional, the lenses stuck to my eyes like a suction cup. Halloween is a popular time for people to use decorative contact lenses or the latest fad, circle lenses, to enhance their costumes. However, given how easy it is to obtain these products, it's becoming increasingly popular for people to purchase these novelty lenses all year round. But few know the risks associated with these lenses. Most people believe that decorative lenses do not require the same level of care or consideration as a standard contact lens because they can be purchased on the internet or sometimes over the counter. And so this is far from the truth. First of all, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all contact lens. Lenses that are not properly fitted may scratch the eye or cause blood vessels to grow into the cornea. In the case of the lady described in this article, the lenses caused an infection and left her with a corneal abrasion from removing the lenses. She said she was in severe pain and on medication for several weeks and couldn't see well enough to drive for 2 months. She now lives with a little scarring on the surface of the eye, vision damage, a drooping eyelid, all because she used these lenses that should have been fit by an eye specialist. So Dr. Steinman, who's quoted in this article, said permanent eye damage can result from using contact lenses which are bought without a prescription. Many of the lenses found online or in beauty salons, novelty shops, or pop-up Halloween stores are not FDA approved and are actually being sold illegally. Websites often advertise decorative contacts as if they were cosmetics, fashion accessories, or toys with whimsical, playful packaging and names like Dolly Eyes. Their targets are often teens and young adults, but the increasingly popular circle lenses, which are especially liked by teenage girls, are not FDA approved. Purchasing contact lenses without an eye examination and a prescription from an eye care professional, such as an optician, optometrist, or ophthalmologist, a medical eye doctor, can cause serious problems, serious eye disorders, infections, that could even lead to blindness. Even if you have perfect vision, you need to get an eye exam and a prescription in order to wear any type of contact lenses. So the doctor quoted here says, all contact lenses are medical devices that require prescription and proper fitting by an eye care professional. To protect the eyes, eye care professional measures each eye in order to properly fit the contacts for the patient. Additionally, they give them instructions on appropriate care and use. If they're not cleaned properly, disinfected properly, they can lead to serious problems. Now, this, of course, holds true for any type of contact lenses. They need to be treated properly. They need to be used properly. But particularly with lenses that are bought without adequate instruction or information about how to use them, there is that risk that they will cause problems in the eyes. So watch out if you're considering a fancy adjunct to your Halloween costume with contact lenses. Think twice, and if you do in fact are sold on it, then check with your eye care professional first, your optometrist or ophthalmologist. Here in Hawaii, opticians in Hawaii do not prescribe contact lenses. So be an optometrist or an ophthalmologist like me. Okay, so let's see. We have another news story here about coffee and the risk for glaucoma. It says, heavy consumption of caffeinated coffee is associated with increased risk for exfoliation glaucoma or exfoliation glaucoma suspect, especially in women with a family history of glaucoma, according to a study published in the October issue of Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science. Louis R. Pasquale, M.D. from the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary and Harvard Medical School in Boston. I think I knew him when I was there, actually. And colleagues analyzed data from two large cohort studies, the Nurses' Health Study, which was 79,000 women, and the Health Professionals' Follow-Up Study, which was 41,000 men. In the current analysis, the researchers included members who were at least 40 years old, did not have glaucoma at baseline, and had been followed through 2008, which was the last year of one of these studies. The researchers confirmed that 360 cases of this form of glaucoma existed in the population by reviewing medical records. So the researchers found that caffeinated coffee significantly increased the risk for what they call exfoliation glaucoma. People who drank three or more cups per day had a 1.6-fold higher risk for glaucoma compared with people who drank no coffee. In contrast, there was no significant association between total caffeine intake from all beverages and incidence of exfoliation glaucoma, nor were there associations between other caffeinated drinks and this form of glaucoma. So that's kind of interesting. I don't think anyone really knows why. This study was just to evaluate the association, so no one really made any conclusions based on or postulating why this might be, that people might have this reaction to drinking more coffee, having a higher incidence of glaucoma. It may have something to do with expression of a genetic predisposition. So, because they do say that women who had a family history of glaucoma were more likely to develop a problem by drinking a lot of coffee. So kind of interesting, something to bear in mind. Those of you who drink a lot of coffee, maybe if you have a family history of glaucoma, you ought to be getting your eyes checked on a regular basis to make sure that you, in fact, are not having a problem as well. Let's take a short break, and when we get back, we're going to do some more eye news, and we're going to have open lines, so we're happy to take your calls.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
And you're listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you want to hear more of our program, go to our website, hawaiianeye.com, and you can click on the radio show button. You can subscribe to a podcast, or you can listen to past programs. If you have a question right now, it's Saturday morning. If you have a question, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is right here at the studio is 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your questions. If you're calling from the neighbor islands or from the mainland, you can call us toll-free. The toll-free number is 1-888-565-8383. If you're listening in Hawaii, but you're going back to the mainland, or you're going to be spending time on the mainland and you want to listen to us, the program does stream live on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for KHVH Radio in Honolulu. Or you can go to our website and download shows from the past several weeks. Usually within a few days of broadcasting the show, we'll have the show up online. So if you found something that you wanted to listen to, particularly from today's program, you want to hear it again, check the website in a day or two, and you may be able to go ahead and just listen to the program and fast forward right to the part that you'd like to listen to. And if you want to get the radio show, the Hawaiian Eye Show, on a regular basis, try subscribing to the podcast. There are instructions on how to do that at our website, www.hawaiianeye.com. We're also available on Facebook and lots of interesting information, and on Twitter, try Hawaiian Eye Center on Facebook to see what we're talking about. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jim standing by in Honolulu. I guess we don't have Jim. I guess Jim must have got cut off somehow. We were talking a little bit about a number of different things related to the eyes, And I have a news story here about a retinal implant, a special device, a surgical device that, or a device that can be implanted that can perhaps help people see again. Let me just check here. Do we have Jim back on the line there? Okay, we have Jim back on the line, so let's see. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, doctor.
Hi.
Good morning. I have had glasses that had a coating on them for, I think it was anti-glare. There's some other kind of coating. Oh, yeah, there's a coating anti-scratch. So I don't know whether it was anti-glare or anti-scratch, but I had both of those coatings placed on my glasses, and they often seemed very greasy. So I had it removed because it was there was more grease on the lens than glare solutions. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, actually, what often happens with these anti-glare coatings is that the lenses do have to be clean in order to make the best use of the anti-glare coating. And what happens as we handle our lenses, we have oil on our fingers. And whether you're touching your face when your glasses are on and your hand is touching the lens, or whether it's when you put on and take off the glasses, sometimes people do have an issue with that oil from the hands or from the skin, any part of the skin, even if you, you know, touch your lenses with your arm as you're trying to scratch your head or, you know, something like that. There's oil on our skin. That's how our skin stays, you know, moist. And that oil, when it ends up on the lenses, particularly if you have an anti-glare coating on there, is going to make a little difference, and you can actually really easily see fingerprints and so forth. So people who have these coatings do have to make sure that they keep the lenses fairly clean. The difficulty is that because the coating itself can be a little fragile, you want to make sure that you clean them properly. So usually we recommend a microfiber cloth, which is not likely to scratch the lenses, and some kind of lubricant or moisture. You can use just water, or those special sprays that are designed to clean the lenses. And so if you find yourself cleaning the lenses all the time and it's kind of a hassle for you, then maybe that coating is not ideal for you. You know, all of these things do have personal elements, personal preference, so you have to see what works well for you. But many people do find that they get enough better quality of the vision that they do don't mind dealing with the little additional work of keeping the lenses a bit cleaner, avoiding touching them.
Doctor, you mentioned not to use Kleenex. That's a little coarse. Is there another piece of paper or something other than the micro
that might be
available?
Yeah, you can use a cotton towel or a cloth, cotton cloth.
A T-shirt,
as long as it doesn't have dirt on it. What sometimes happens is, you know, just from dust particles and other things, little fine grains of something, little dirt, sand, I don't know, get onto cloths or towels or, you know, T-shirts. And then when you go and really rub the lenses, those act like a tiny little bit of sandpaper and they'll scratch a little bit. So anything that you use, you want to sort of shake out a little bit first to make sure that there's not little tiny grains of some kind of abrasive material in there. But yeah, T-shirt, cotton T-shirt should work okay. I'd more dry, you know, what I do is wash them with soap and water and then go ahead and just gently dry it with the cotton T-shirt rather than trying to rub and polish them. That's the, I think, the rubbing that tends to scratch the lenses, and that's where people get into trouble.
Yes, lately I've been just washing with warm, soapy water and letting them drip dry.
Yeah, that works fine.
I don't even touch them at all.
Yeah, no, that's good. The only thing, sometimes you get a little bit of residual soap scum or residual soap stains will stay on there. But if it's very mild, a little bit of tiny bit of soap and a fair amount of water, then usually that works pretty well. And the water spots usually don't stay on there because the soap allows it to dry more evenly. So usually that works pretty well.
There's plastic and there's glass. Can you use alcohol on either one, or are you not to use alcohol at all?
No, you can use alcohol on those. You know. Alcohol is usually fine. As a matter of fact, we often will clean the glasses with a solution that has an alcohol base. I don't know if I'd use, you know, full strength rubbing alcohol. We might dilute it a little bit, but alcohol should be fine both on plastic and glass. Some people like glass lenses because they don't scratch quite as easily, but they are also heavier, and so and the optics are the being able to, how we make them is a little bit more difficult, so it costs a little bit more. So most people shy away from the glass lenses these days and move towards plastic lenses.
Can you get better optics with glass versus plastic?
I think with the current plastics, I think it's about the same. I don't think there's any real difference in the optics.
Well, is there a spray? Is there a common spray that you can get at Long's or somewhere else like that, or a droplet that you can put on the glass rather than using alcohol? There are a couple of brand names of something.
I can't really tell you any brand names because I don't know specifically what they are. I know that, for example, in our optical department, they carry some kind of a little spray glass cleaner, and I'm sure any of those glass cleaners that are designed to for eyeglasses are fine. The only thing I'd worry about a little bit is some of these heavy duty ones like Windex or something that you might buy in the drugstore might be a little bit hard on the coatings. I don't know. You'd have to read the package information on the container itself. But I'm sure that many of these glass cleaners will say something about eyeglasses on them. They'll say, you do not use on eyeglasses if they don't recommend that or something like that. Okay.
Thank you, Doctor. You're very all clear right. with your explanation. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate all those good questions. Thanks.
Okay.
Aloha. All right. So eyeglasses are, a very common part of a lot of our lives, that particularly as we get older, we depend more on them. And all of the details with how to take care of them is important. Some people just kind of put them on their face and forget about them, and they come into the office and they're dirty and smeared and have fingerprints on them and all of this, and people don't seem to mind. Other people are very fastidious and want to take good care of their eyeglasses, make sure that they're looking their best, so that since it's a fashion accessory and people see your eyeglasses as much as they see your face and your eyes when they're looking at you. And so some people are very attuned to how the eyeglasses look. And some people are very sensitive to small changes in their vision, and they feel that they want to be able to have the very clearest vision. So having the glasses clean all the time is important, having that anti-reflective coating so that they get the best vision without glare. The anti-glare coating is important to them. Or some people are more sensitive to light, and they want to make sure that the glasses are big enough that they cover the eyes well enough that with the tint that they can block some of the light getting into the eyes, so that they can prevent the glare, the bright sensitivity to light and glare. So different people have different ways of dealing with their glasses. There's no right or wrong way, but there are things that do help under certain circumstances. So feel free to ask your eye care professional if you feel that there are some issues with how you're using your eyeglasses, and if you want to, if you're having any particular issues or problems. Well, we've been here now for an hour talking about eyes and eye care. I certainly had a lot of fun, and I hope you have too. I'd like to thank Mary Jane for helping out here in the studio, and say thanks to all you listeners for making this show work through your calls and through your letters. If you enjoyed our program today, be sure to tell your friends about us, and if you learned something new, you can always listen again next week or listen to the podcast or the online program at hawaiianeye.com. If you have a question, you can email it to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com. We can answer those questions over the air. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Dr. Tortora, DrTortora, no spaces. Or follow us on Facebook. It's Hawaiian Eye Center on Facebook. Or like us on Facebook. It's sure been a pleasure talking with you. The Hawaiian Eye Show is sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening, and aloha.
You've been listening to The Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
What we have to do is get rid of liberals and socialists from positions of power.
Weekday mornings at 10 on KHVH Honolulu, Hawaii's home for